The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's a beautiful day. It's The Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
And a pleasant good morning to everyone out there. This is The Wake Up Crew. John and Brian back with you. Dalton has decided to go back to his regular routine.
Quit making fun of me.
3 days. 3 days on, 2 days off. That's how he works.
We got a show to do here. We got a show. The show must go on. It's radio here.
9 days. No, 5 days. I can't read anymore. 9 days until Flag Day. I'm going to have to get my glasses adjusted. 10 days until maybe this new lighting we have in the studio.
Is that it?
10 days until Father's Day, and it is Throwback Thursday. So, Father's Day just around the corner.
I guess.
You don't care about Father's Day, you know. I get a free meal, I think. Maybe.
Well, I was told that's what I get, and I know I got one on my birthday. I don't remember Father's Day that we got together.
They don't understand, though. Like, when we buy their meal, there's like five, six, you know. But when they buy our meal, this is like, you know, pennies, you know. But they do have to buy their own meal. They don't make you buy their meal and then you...
No.
Yeah.
So it would be... Each of them would have three... Well, each of them would have 2.5 people where I'm paying for six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they could actually split that between the two.
Well, that's why I said 2.5. So they split in half generally.
So they have to pay about $10. You know,
well, it depends on
for you.
I mean, it's probably $10 or $15 per person.
Yeah,
depending on what you get, where you go,
dude. Where are you going? Yeah, mine was 19-something Sunday last Sunday.
Well, yeah,
I had the bourbon shrimp with salmon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I was at Chitter's, man. I wasn't like I was at some kind of, you know.
I don't have salmon kind of money.
Oh, really? What do you get? Chicken tenders?
This last Sunday, me and Heather went to Zhao's Buffet.
Where's that at?
On Rutherford. The Chinese buffet.
Oh, really? Was it good?
You've been there.
No, I haven't. Have I?
Yeah. We went one time. The Chinese buffet.
Well, I didn't know they called it Zhao's.
Yeah, X-I-O-S.
Oh. Is that the one on the corner of the mall, the strip mall?
Mm-hmm. Where Walmart is, yeah.
Yeah.
They have the best rice of anybody.
Well, that's pretty expensive, all
you
can eat.
So the two of us together with water was $49.
Yeah, but you went with Heather. Oh, you didn't have the kids or anything,
did
you?
No, it was just the two of us.
Aw, kind of like a date.
Mm. It was lunch.
You went big time with her, though. $20 on her.
Well, I know. And she choked on a shrimp. So,
Did she order tea?
No, we had water and lemon.
No?
With lemon.
Yeah. Okay. I have been noticing, we talked about this off the air, that some places, their water doesn't taste good.
See, everybody thinks that I'm making that up. But I'm glad to know that there's another person that thinks that.
No, it tastes different. I'm not going to name the places. But there's some places that I will not drink their water. There are places that only you have to have lemon. And people think I'm being rude. Like I said, is my lemon coming? You know, because you order lemon water with lemon, and they won't bring the lemon. There's three things that can really hack me off. Don't bring my lemon when I ask for it. Not enough ice in the glass. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And they don't have any sweet and low when I ask for it. So those three things. I put sweet and low in my water. And in case there's any kind of varying taste I don't like in the water, I know. But if you
see,
ever,
I can't
you ever
stand
get it where they
low.
Can you ever give it where they bring your water with no ice in it hardly? Now I know they do that in Europe, but this ain't Europe. You know what I mean?
Sometimes they.
And what do you mean you don't like sweet and low? You got equal out there. It's the same thing.
It's not.
I know.
It doesn't taste the same.
You're right. It doesn't have near the sweetness that the sweet and low does.
Sweet and low is gross. Saccharin is nasty. When I think,
Do you have to be so violent about it? I mean,
I just don't like it at all.
You don't like? Okay, fine. But I do.
It makes me think of Diet Right or Tab.
No.
Well, that's what they sweetened it with.
No, you put sweet and low in lemon and water, you'll have the best tasting little drink you've ever had in your life. Of course, you won't try it because, you know.
I don't like
Sprite. You can use Equal with it. It's still really good.
Equal or Splenda for me. Yellow or blue pack.
Is that why there aren't any pink packs in the radio station?
Exactly.
I'll be glad to. I'll bring some by Monday.
I don't know if we got a spot for them.
Oh, really? I'll have a spot. Yeah. If I have to drop them down from the roof, there'll be a spot. We got a great show, I guess. I don't know. Grumpy over here. It's 6:17. Let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 69. And then afternoon, showers and storms likely on Friday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66.
Dan, hurry up. Everyone's getting hungry. You got everything on the list, right?
Oh, yeah. Got the burgers, buns, chips, pretzels, ketchup, mustard, pickles, and oh, yeah, instant games from the Tennessee Lottery.
But did you get the hot dogs like I asked?
Even better. I got us the chance to win millions. I mean, what could be hotter than that?
Wow. You're doing all the grocery shopping from now on.
Kick off your summer fun with instant games and a chance at millions of dollars. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
And we keep 560 tons of materials out of the landfill. So be sure to donate your items to the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was all Pete Alonso and the Mets against the Dodgers.
Swing and a smash. Deep left field. Oh, this is way back. Gone. Through the pavilion and onto the concourse behind it and left. A titanic home run. The second home run of the night, a bombosa from Pete Alonso. 447 feet away into the L.A. night.
You just heard all on the Mets radio network. The final score against the Dodgers was 6-1. The Tigers held on 5-4 against the White Sox, and the Guardians shut out the Yankees 4-0. The Orioles extended their winning streak to 5 after topping the Marlins 3-2. In Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, Leon Draisaitl scored 66 seconds into the game and hit the game winner in overtime as the Oilers came back to defeat the Panthers 4-3.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 after the hour. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew. It's Thursday, and it's Throwback Thursday. I don't know what we're going to throw back today. Who knows? I guess we could throw back a throwback.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Just do one from the archives. I don't know. I guess you could.
Wonder how far back I could go. I don't know.
I think we're going to talk about the celebrity softball tournament that they had. Bill Wilson was in. Did you hear about that? The mayor's in it and stuff.
Well, the mayor I can see is a celebrity, but Bill Wilson?
Well, that's what he said. That's what he was there. So I don't know.
So it must have been like C-level celebrities there.
Well, I don't know. I just saw a glimpse of it on Facebook, but congratulations, Bill.
What did he do? Was he the mascot?
I think he was maybe the catcher or something.
Really?
Or something, yeah.
With knees like his?
I mean,
I wouldn't think his knobby knees could get down behind the plate.
Well, he still plays golf and plays tennis, so he's, for his age, for his advanced age, he's in relatively good shape.
Have you talked to him since then? Is he, you know, in the ICU anywhere?
He might be. I don't know. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Learn more at sharingchange.org. Speaking of having problems from activity, the WGNS golf team is soaking probably all of them in some kind of ointment today, trying to recover from the golf tournament yesterday.
Taking Epsom salt yeah, bath.
Yeah, it was a hot day, and for old men, you do realize that the average age of your team is like 68.
Yeah,
you know. So,
did you finish last?
I'm not going to say what we finished. We didn't finish. Well, I'm not going to say. We really didn't hang around to see the final thing, so I can't really say.
Okay.
The results will come out. Brian will let you know.
Well, as long as it's, you know, not dead last.
One thing about it, if you're dead last, they see your WGNS right there. You know, kind of. If you're in the middle, it kind of, you know.
Well, I guess it's
so
true.
If you're going to go first or last, we decided to go last because it's the last thing you see.
Well, that's a good idea.
Now that's why we kind of dogged it.
Great strategy.
Yeah, we didn't put a lot of truth in that. We're going to have to do our song of the day in the next segment because I've got to have time to tell you that Sean Wright is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for his leadership on the Murfreesboro City Council. Sean Wright might have been in that softball game. I don't know.
He is a celebrity.
Yeah, Sean Wright will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Oh, Wilson, gosh.
There were some big names on there. I guess
and maybe. Bill Wilson. Okay, I got it now. If you want to text in a good neighbor, text neighbor to our number. It'll take you to a web form. Just fill it out. Click submit. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor is another good way to get those in to us here at the Big G.
Oh, you're done?
Mm-hmm.
6:24 on the crew.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Lunlade. It's here, the 52nd annual CMA Fest, expected to bring close to 1 million people to the Music City. As a result, officers say safety remains a top priority. Metro Police say hundreds of officers and other first responders will work this weekend. Local authorities are also working with federal law enforcement partners to maintain a safe environment. Officers say it's important for people to protect their cell phones, wallets, and purses. Visitors also need to secure their valuables in cars and leave any guns at home or in their hotel room safe. Increased police presence and road closures have begun. The weather also top of mind as this big event begins, with the next 3 days bringing a risk of severe thunderstorms to parts of Middle Tennessee. There is a plan in place, officials say, to help people find shelter at CMA Fest if there is any severe weather. If you're heading downtown, make sure you enable those mobile alerts on your phone and keep in mind that stage events may be postponed if lightning is detected in the area. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
CMA Fest isn't the only event closing roads this weekend. Smyrna is making plans for the Great Tennessee Air Show, and multiple road closures begin there today as well. Travelers can expect road closures from 2:30 p.m. until 5 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Among those closures, Sam Ridley Parkway from Lowry Street to G Street, Lee Victory Park, and the Smyrna Golf Course will also be closed. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. It is, telling you, the weather has changed. It has become summertime. But we'll talk about that in a minute because I'm going to give you time to look at your meteorological, you know, thing. But we got to do our song of the day.
I say we get rain every weekend, it seems.
I said we're going to talk about that in a minute. We're doing song of the day right now. Okay. Here's one. This is new to me. It hit number 10 on the U.S. charts in 1956. It's Jerry Lewis.
Rock-a-bye, you're rock-a-bye, baby. With a Dixie melody. Oh, wait no more, my lady. Sing that song for me.
Did you get the impression? Oh, that's called Rock-a-Bye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody. 1956, May number 10.
Yeah.
Funny, he had a hit before Dean Martin did. Well, that's weird. Did you notice that Dalton mentioned this, our picks, pick of the songs, and he kind of looked like, are we going to keep doing this?
Oh, yeah. He said, we're doing it again this week?
Yeah, it sounded like a little sarcastic, didn't you?
Well, of course.
Well, at being the CEO of the song of the day, I'm done with him.
Oh, just like that?
Yeah, I'm through with him. He's fired.
Wow.
He's fired from song of the day. He'll never have any influence on that anymore.
Oh, I thought he's already given you an idea for the next one. Forgotten what it is, but
well, he can give ideas, but I don't have to accept them.
But you can accept them.
I can. I'm the CEO. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
You gave me the title.
I do remember.
And if I want to run this for the next 3 months, I'll run it. When you tell me we're out of songs,
okay,
that's when we're done.
There are 30, I think, on there. I don't know that we'll do every single one of them.
Oh, yes, we will.
Jeez.
I'm the CEO, remember? Boy, it's been hot, hasn't it?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Been very, very warm. We can tell summer's here. June, so it seems like it turned the calendar to June, and boom. We're going to have rain tomorrow, though. A lot of it, aren't we?
Yeah, and Saturday and Sunday. And
really? 40, 50%? All that kind of stuff? I waited around all day last Sunday to see if it would rain, and it never rained.
No. Got lucky on that one. That afternoon just didn't.
It's kind of summery, though, summertime, except Friday's, I think, pretty good chance of rain, isn't it?
Yeah, tomorrow, and then, yeah, and it's going to stick around a little bit, so. But it's like last weekend was the first pretty weekend in a long time. I mean, since we have our Saturdays free, there haven't been many Saturdays that haven't had some kind of rain or storms, you know, just to get yard work done. I mean, it's a good day to get things done.
Man, I heard you were busy last Saturday.
I was. I had intended to get...
Tell everybody what you did. Just tell everybody what you did.
Well, so I traded my old van, or didn't trade it. I sold it so I could buy one that Heather's aunt, who passed away a couple months back. It has a van that has a ramp.
Wow. Just so fit it out, man.
She
Come
can
on.
Get into
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So I got that on Saturday, cleaned it up, you know, did a lot of vacuuming on the inside and all that kind of thing. Then once I got that ready, mowed the yard, and then came up that evening and put in a light because we had a light here in the studio that was, well, it was held together by duct tape on the end, and it was beginning to droop on that far end, so I was afraid it was going to fall.
Overtime pay.
Really?
Well, I mean, you worked overtime.
I've never seen that.
Maybe just put the hours in there and see what happens. Are you a salaried employee?
I am.
Oh, well.
I pretty much know what's going to happen.
Yeah, okay. All right. They'll tell you that. Let's do some today in history here.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, in 1876, bananas become popular in the U.S. In 1927, Johnny Weissmuller sets the 100-yard and 200-yard freestyle swim record. Let's see, 1952, first sporting event televised nationally. Jersey Joe Walcott beats Ezard Charles in 15 rounds for a heavyweight boxing title. 1965, Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs hits number two. Sad news in 1968, Palestinian Sirhan Sirhan shoots Robert Kennedy three times, who dies the next day, and it wounded five others, by the way, in that event. In 1981, George Harrison releases Somewhere in England, his ninth studio album. In 1995, the 29th Music City News Country Awards, Alan Jackson and Reba McEntire win. You know, he's retiring from concert touring. I imagine he would still maybe record some. And finally, 1998, The Truman Show, starring Jim Carrey and Ed Harris, is released. By the way, the D-Day invasion took place in 1944.
Oh, wow.
Around that time, yeah. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks has Rewind. That's coming up right after we take it's coming up right now. He's here. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
June 5th, 1965. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs peaked at number two on the singles chart with Woolly Bully. This date in 1971. Tickets for Grand Funk Railroad's July concert at Shea Stadium sold out after 72 hours, breaking the Beatles' record for fastest sellout at Shea. This date in 2002, Dee Dee Ramone of the Ramones found dead at his home in Los Angeles. He was 50. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 69. And then afternoon showers and storms likely on Friday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. We see some pretty good rain moving into the Clarksville-Montgomery County area. Could affect your drive up and down 24, especially in and out of Kentucky right now. As we look at the weather radar, it has picked up on 24 right now in Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, with that traffic flow on 24 and going westbound up by Bell Road. 65 has been pretty quiet so far up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online throughout the day at Princess Hot Chicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the law offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
For over 78 years, you've depended on WGNS to tell you what's happening locally. We still do. And we thank you for tuning in. There's a free grief support group that meets every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, That's at 325 St. Clair Street, here in Murfreesboro. Also next week on Friday, June 13th, it's Lightning Bugs and Lemonade over at Oakland's Mansion. Oh, and happy 50th anniversary to the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is its 50th anniversary year. This producer-only farmers market is open every Tuesday and Friday from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And it's at our beautiful state-of-the-art farmers market at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. Next to Paws, and just down from Sam's. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
McCabe Vision Center.
Everything in my left eye just looked like it was cloudy, foggy, had a skim over it. Looked like I was looking through real dirty glass, and I was having trouble driving. The lights glared, and it's absolutely gone.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
The eye surgery was a piece of cake. It was so simple. It was so easy. Never felt a thing. Once it was over, able to walk right out.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be significant.
Trash, let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you need it the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS. This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour, I was going to improvise. I had a dad joke, but I felt like it wasn't tasteful enough for this program.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're pretty high collar here. I mean, we just don't allow any kind of joke to be on, but I was going to give you a break today. But there are about 10 jokes coming your way soon.
Really?
Yes, and you can relax. It's just kind of consider it your vacation. It's your 2-week vacation.
All right.
You know, we won't be judging you. It'll just be somebody else's jokes.
Okay.
All right. You feel good about that?
I like that idea.
I think I went out a little extra to do that. All right. Here we go.
Are you yourself doing it?
No.
Oh, these.
It'll be surprise. Surprise jokes.
Okay. Well, John, why did the God of Thunder need to stretch his leg muscles?
I don't know why.
He was a little Thor.
I like that. I'm going to give that a 5.
Are you now?
Yeah. Well, you needed some considering what's happened the first part of this week.
Well.
You know, up the ante a little. I mean, it helped out. I think I'm being very generous to you today, actually, for a person that doesn't like to put sweet and low in the building, which just hacks me off. All right, more to come here on The Wake Up Crew. It's 6:41.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's bringing back a hallmark of his first administration and imposing a travel ban. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The president's proclamation fully restricts the entry of nationals from 12 countries, including Libya, Sudan, and Yemen. It partially restricts entry of people from 7 countries, including Cuba and Venezuela.
The Colorado terror suspect accused of Sunday's firebomb attack that injured 15 people, rallying support of Israeli hostages,
is headed to court.
Mohamed Soleiman will be in front of a judge today for the official filing of more than 40 state charges, including attempted murder. He has not yet entered a plea.
CBS's Omar Villafranca from Boulder. Israel says it's recovered the bodies of two Israeli Americans in southern Gaza. The BBC's Barbara Plett Usher.
They were killed at their kibbutz during the October 7th attack by a Palestinian militant group that carried out the attack alongside Hamas.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
South of Murfreesboro in Shelbyville, the police department there is issuing a public warning about a new text message scam that's targeting residents in the area. This scam, it attempts to trick cell phone users into clicking a malicious link by claiming that their bank account may be at risk. The fraudulent message in this case urges recipients to review recent transactions in order to avoid account closure. Then it directs them to wilsonandbutler.com, a domain that quickly redirects the user to matrady.info, a suspicious site designed to steal sensitive and personal and financial information by those who fall for it. Don't fall for the scam. A criminal case that began with an investigation by the TBI has come to a close with the sentencing of a former guidance counselor from Siegel Middle School in Murfreesboro. Daniel Odell Gregory, age 50, was sentenced earlier this year in Coffee County Circuit Court to 4 years in jail after pleading guilty to 11 counts of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. The case against Gregory originated in October of 2023 when agents from the TBI Internet Crimes Against Children Unit, working alongside deputies from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office and Coffee County Sheriff's Department, arrested him after identifying him as the user of an online account that distributed child sexual abuse material. The investigation traced explicit material being shared through an internet website to Gregory, leading to his arrest and initial booking into the Coffee County Jail way back in 2023. Now, at the time of his arrest, Gregory was employed as a guidance counselor at Siegel Middle School, part of the Rutherford County school system. Gregory entered a guilty plea earlier this year. For WGNS News, I'm Kincaid Wilson.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Franklin's Printworks is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home and the Center for the Arts and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Printworks, trusted by the community.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
The next closest landfill from Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg. The MTSU study estimated that's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
If we have to take our trash up the creek, that's a lot of travel without a paddle.
Only people that are going to be responsible for those costs are taxpayers.
The cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses.
You double the distance, you double the cost.
There's got to be a better way. The answer's here. That's Middle Point Landfill.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter, they get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town, so college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. There's not, but we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together, and we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
And that's information you need from WGNS, focusing on our local homeless problems.
The Wake Up Crew. WGS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
648. Did I tell you it was hot? It's
you
been
did.
Hot. 90s. We've hit 90.
It's kind of hot in here.
No, it's not hot in here. It's never hot in here. Don't get me started on that. On that problem. Hey, you can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. And also, we have had Man on the Street newsmakers, and we're going to have, yeah, we are. It's the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. That was not good. Yeah, there you go. That's right before we go to the news at the break. And we're going to have Throwback Thursday coming up as well. Uh-huh. And the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Uh-huh.
Who's doing the Villages today? Who's doing that? Will that be you or Scott or Bart?
Thanks for listening. They never do it. Well, Bart does on
occasion. I'm on break when that's going on. I'm trying to grab some coffee or go to the bathroom during the morning show.
Well, one of those things maybe. You don't drink coffee because there's no sweeten, though.
No, that's not it. But
because you can't drink coffee.
But I can't drink coffee. But if I'd like to have some water with some sweeten low and lemon, but we don't have any of that either. Why don't you?
Oh, now I have to get lemons?
Yeah, why don't you? No, just park some lemon juice in there, a little bottle of it. Mm. I'll even bring it. I'll bring the lemon. Don't even worry about it. I'll bring it.
Okay.
I'm bringing a tablecloth I paid for. anything else I can buy for this radio station?
Now you know what my life's like.
And I notice we've got new lights.
Yeah.
How much did that cost you? I know you. You didn't pay much for them.
They're Amazon deals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't buy them from Temu?
No, I don't like that.
You don't?
No. Because it's like you have to spin the wheel, and then you have to choose this, and then it comes in, and it's never what it looks like.
You spin the wheel?
Yeah, and it gets, you
does
know.
Does it do it every time? I thought they just did that sporadically.
It's happened every time that I've done it, but that's only been twice.
Have you bought something from there?
I did one time.
And what was it?
It was a variety of things because you had to choose and you could get a certain percentage off, but your cart had to be this much, and that's how they get you.
Oh.
But I got some transparent Post-it notes was one thing that I remember.
You brought them to a game, didn't you? Transparent. Yeah. I liked them.
They're clear. You can write on them with a ballpoint pen. It's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah. Your life is so exciting.
Isn't it?
It's time for some celebrity birthdays today.
It's birthday time.
All right, Thursday birthday, celebrity-wise. In 1850, Pat Garrett, American Western lawman, born in Chambers County, Alabama. By the way, stand by, we didn't do holidays either in our 621.
Oh, we didn't, did we?
So we need to add those in there. That's why I'm giving a little extra time for you.
Okay.
In 1914, Stan Jones, he's an American songwriter. He wrote Ghost Riders in the Sky, The Sheriff of Cochise, and Rio Grande. You know, he also wrote the Cheyenne theme song.
Oh.
Yeah, he did a lot of television themes. In 1925, Bill Hayes, who just passed away last year, American actor of Days of Our Lives, born in Harvey, Illinois.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Now, he made that a hit. Davy Crockett theme song was a hit for three different people. He was one of them. Fess Parker, who played Davy Crockett, had a version.
Did he actually play Davy Crockett?
No, no.
Okay.
Fess Parker played Davy Crockett.
Okay.
And he had a, but he sang it, too. Fess Parker could sing. He played Daniel Boone on TV, too.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, born in 1941. Kathleen Kennedy, American film producer, E.T., I love that movie.
E.T.?
It's one of those that come on, I'll watch it till it ends.
Me too.
In 1971, Mark Wahlberg, American singer. He was Marky Mark at one time. Turned out to be a nice movie actor. And that's a look at birthdays celebrity-wise around Murfreesboro. Rick Insull. Happy birthday, Coach. Hannah Harden, Keith Bay, City Councilman Sean Wright. There he is again. And Curtis Quackenbush and Brett Bronson.
Those are the names we have right now. If you want to add names to the list, it's super simple, very easy. 615-893-1450, the number. Call or text. Let us know who's celebrating. At 8 o'clock, we're going to add those names to the list that we have and give away that banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. So get on the horn with us here. You got until about 7:30 to get them in. Well, let's see. Hot Air Balloon Day is today. If you want to try that out.
It's already started on this show.
Yep, a lot of hot air. It's National Gingerbread Day, which I'm not sure why that's in the middle of June.
I don't either, but I don't really like gingerbread, so
I don't either.
I don't pay much attention to that.
You think about that at Christmas.
Yeah.
National Ketchup Day is today.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
And your favorite is?
Oh, Heinz.
Oh, yeah, Heinz. Okay.
Yeah, Hunt's is gross. And it's National Moonshine Day.
Oh, really?
And your favorite is?
655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 69. And then afternoon showers and storms likely on Friday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Good morning. Try to build a little bit more here in the last few minutes on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. All that traffic coming down through the Madison area. It's increased also out of Dixon County on I-40 East headed on up towards Kingston Springs. A little bit of radar in parts of Dixon County this morning as it builds up through Brentwood, Franklin right now on 65 northbound as you work your way up through that section of Williamson County. Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. It's a lot of fun on Thursday nights. Order online throughout the day at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning
at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm the Restore Director down here at the Habitat Restore. Come on over and save here at the Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the Assistant Manager here at the Restore. And some of the things that I'm impressed with are the great savings that we have with donated furniture, low-cost rugs that we have hanging, and cabinet doors. So if you're interested in doing projects around the home.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric.
The last time we saw Elphaba and Wicked, she had business to handle.
I'm off to see the wizard.
Ooh, things are about to get hectic in the Emerald City. The first trailer has arrived for Wicked for Good, part two to last year's blockbuster Wicked with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande.
They're coming for you.
And this time they're in full-on good and Wicked Witch mode. We also see glimpses of other Oz regulars like Dorothy.
Bring me the broom of the Wicked Witch.
Did we mention Jeff Goldblum is back? Now, the first film got 10 Academy Award nominations and became the biggest Broadway movie adaptation ever. Can they top it? We'll see when Wicked for Good hits November 21st. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
2 minutes before the hour, and again, Sean Wright is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. He's one of those lucky ones that gets a good neighbor and a birthday today.
The trifecta.
Now, right. For his leadership on the Murfreesboro City Council, we always thank him for that. He'll receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So if you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, we do it each weekday morning, so we certainly could use your help. If you text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450, you'll get a reply from us, and just tap on that link and then fill out the information it asks for, name, address, phone number, sentence, why. And then once you click submit, we've got it, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, we're taking those as well for about another half an hour. 615-893-1450, the number. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You can call, text, and let us know who's celebrating today.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
And stand by for the news coming up from CBS, and we'll be back for hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Trump travel ban.
A new executive order placing travel restrictions.
Targeting Harvard.
We're not going to support you unless you do the job the American people need you to do.
Video gamers rejoice.
Everyone's excited for the same thing and just a really positive energy here.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump has signed a new travel ban targeting Afghanistan and Haiti and 10 nations in the Middle East and Africa. It's reminiscent of action he took in his first term. Here's White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
We don't want them.
Announcing the travel ban, President Trump said the recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, showed the dangers posed by foreign nationals who he claimed weren't properly vetted.
We've seen one terror attack after another carried out by foreign visa overstayers from dangerous places all over the world.
The suspect in the Boulder attack is an Egyptian national who federal officials say was living in the U.S. illegally. While Egypt isn't included, the proclamation fully restricts and limits the entry of nationals from 12 countries and partially restricts the entry of people from 7 others. Exceptions will be allowed for lawful permanent residents, existing visa holders, and some other categories.
Former President Biden says this morning he made the decisions during his presidency. Any suggestion that he didn't is, quote, ridiculous and false. It's a response to a new Trump directive for an investigation into Biden's actions as president, alleging aides hid cognitive decline and raising questions about his use of an auto pen to sign pardons and other documents. President Trump signed a proclamation last night to restrict foreign students from attending Harvard University. He's also threatening the accreditation of Columbia University. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
The president's proclamation targeting Harvard is part of an ongoing back and forth over its international population, which accounts for more than one quarter of the student body. In a statement, a Harvard spokesperson called it an illegal retaliatory step in violation of the school's First Amendment rights and said Harvard will continue to protect its international students. The move came hours after the Department of Education revealed its Office for Civil Rights contacted the accreditor for Columbia University, saying the school failed to meet the standards for accreditation.
Congressional Republicans are defending President Trump's budget bill after Elon Musk used his most direct language yet to criticize it. Kill the bill, he said in a social media post. The Congressional Budget Office says the bill will spike deficits by more than $2 trillion over the next decade. Now to Boulder, Colorado. Where a vigil was held 3 days after the Molotov cocktail attack that injured 12 people at a pro-Israel event. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Mohammed Soleiman will be in front of a judge today for the official filing of more than 40 state charges, including attempted murder. He has not yet entered a plea. Immigration officials detained his family and say they're being held in a facility in Texas. Yesterday, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from deporting them, saying, quote, deportation without process could work irreparable harm.
Correspondent Lilia Luciano has new information this morning in the case against the man charged with the murder of the United Healthcare CEO.
In a new court filing, prosecutors allege the night before United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was killed, murder suspect Luigi Mangione was in the area and walked by Thompson on the street. Prosecutors also claim that roughly 4 months before Mangione allegedly gunned down Thompson, he wrote in a notebook, "I finally feel confident about what I will do, and I'm glad in a way that I've procrastinated because it allowed me to learn more about UHC. According to the court filing, the entry also seems to suggest Mangione was allegedly considering another target, referred to as KMD, but ultimately decided against it because it would have been, quote, an unjustified catastrophe. Prosecutors allege he wrote, the target is insurance. It checks every box.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
New developments this morning in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The bodies of two Israeli-American hostages have been returned to Israel after an operation by Israeli special forces in Gaza. The bodies of Judy Weinstein and Gad Haggai were taken to Gaza after they were killed at their kibbutz by Palestinian gunmen on October 7th. Israel says the war won't end until all 56 hostages left in Gaza, both dead and alive, are returned home.
A federal judge has blocked a Texas law that's given college students without legal residency in the U.S. access to reduced in-state tuition. The 2001 law was challenged by the Trump administration. Despite decades of data documenting the safety of mifepristone, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is asking the FDA to review the latest data on the drug, which is used in some abortions and to manage early miscarriages. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says Kennedy's move seems linked to research he cited last month at a Senate hearing.
The authors are not medical professionals. The study was not reviewed by experts in the field. This was not published in a scientific publication. They did not reveal the sources of their data or their methodology. And this is important because Secretary Kennedy has made a big deal about the importance of being able to reproduce scientific research. And without the data source and the methodology, you can't really do that.
The jury in Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial is due to start deliberating today. It's a 7-woman, 5-man jury. The 73-year-old disgraced Hollywood kingpin has pleaded not guilty to raping a woman in 2013 and forcing oral sex on two others in 2006. Long lines from Tokyo to Toronto and at a Best Buy in Burbank, California, as Nintendo's much-anticipated Switch 2 video game console goes on sale.
The line was wrapped around the building. It was so long, and it was like counting people in line, like, there's so many, like, are we gonna get one? But like, luckily we did.
This is an upgrade to the company's 8-year-old predecessor, and our tech contributor Ian Schur says it launches in a different environment.
Now phones are much more capable of playing video games, and tablet gaming devices have become much more standard across the industry. So Nintendo once again has to prove that it can come up with new ideas that set itself off from the pack.
The Switch 2 retails for $449.99. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I...
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour, and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
7:09, good morning, everybody, from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 69. and then afternoon showers and storms likely on Friday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Traffic volume starting to pick up a little bit more in the last few minutes. 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. There's been some radar this morning on I-40 out in Dixon County. Be careful as it gets a little bit heavier in the last few minutes. Southbound 65 at Trinity Lane. Still some nasty storms moving into Clarksville right now. We're looking at the weather radar. It's pretty intense there in Montgomery County, affecting that drive up and down 24. Again, in and out of the Clarksville area. Be careful. If you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof, now your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bread.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. That's an open for all of you parents that are my age. Probably watched a lot of Rugrats when your Rugrats were small. I know we did.
Oh, yeah, that's past me.
Man, that'd be maybe your grandchildren.
I grew up on Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest.
Remember Johnny Quest?
I don't.
It was a great show. He had a little partner too, Haji or something like that. And Race Bannon.
Race?
Was the head scientist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a good little cartoon. Because I like cartoons that had real, they were drawn like real people.
Mm.
No, not animated, funny looking characters. I didn't like that much.
Did they have a lot of that?
Superman. They had Superman when I was animated.
But do they had funny looking characters for those?
No.
Okay, that's what I was saying. No. Was there one back in that time?
I liked human looking cartoons. Yeah. So yeah. Johnny Quest was my favorite. Because I on Saturday mornings I would watch Sky King. I wouldn't watch cartoons much. The only cartoon I liked was Bugs Bunny, Top Cat.
Mm. And not Tom and Jerry, right? But
I didn't like Tom and Jerry.
What's the one with the moose and the?
Oh, Bullwinkle.
Yeah, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, Bullwinkle. They had humor that was over kids' heads a little bit.
Uh huh.
They were a little bit. And there was another one like that, Professor. Oh, I can't think. He was a dog, but they talked like they were really intelligent. But those were kind of things I watched.
Mr. Peabody?
Mr. Peabody, yeah. Yeah.
I remember watching
Bullwinkle and Rocky. But you grew up on Smurfs, didn't you?
Well, Smurfs is big.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't realize that Johnny Quest was a Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Comic.
It's a great that was a great show. Then there was it was Superman, but it was called, you know, Legions of Heroes or Legions of Superheroes or something.
Oh, I remember that. They had the Wonder Twins in it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think Crypto was in it.
Crypto? I don't remember. Let's see.
Then he joined up with Wonder Woman for the Justice League. That was on for a long time.
The Super Friends Hour.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they had the all-new Super Friends Hour.
Right. There was three or four reincarnations of that.
Yeah. I remember watching, I guess.
And when I was 70s. A kid, when The Adventures of Superman, the live action, went off, that was the only recourse I had because I was a big Superman guy.
Super Friends ran from 73 to 1985, but again there were other
they were like an hour long, and I think the Smurfs were an hour in the mornings.
That was every Saturday morning for me. Smurfs.
Now you get news
and Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, Inspector Gadget, but now you get news.
Well, let's see, they do have kids programming, but a lot of it's like nature and
yeah,
you know,
Maybe that's what's wrong with society today. Well, no more Bugs Bunny.
No more Bugs Bunny.
Unless you stream it on something.
I guess.
MeTV has MeTV, MeTV 2, and then they've got a new one, MeTunes, which is all cartoons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So all the old cartoons, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. Can you get all that through the MyTV or My
no,
MeTV app?
No, you have to, outside antenna. You get MeTV on DirecTV, and you can probably get it on cable, you know, Xfinity. But they don't. You have to get an antenna to get MeTV 2 and MeTunes, I think. I finally found a place in my house, by the way, that you can actually get an outside antenna to work. On top of the refrigerator is the antenna, and I have a TV in my kitchen. On my kitchen counter. So in order for the dog to stay away from me while I eat something, I usually go in there.
Let's see. Show all cities. I'm kind of curious about this MeTV Tunes. In Tennessee, going through all the states. Jeez. Let's see. Nashville. On 44.8 over the air.
Yep.
It's also on the Friendly TV streaming app and the Philo.
Yeah, I don't know if the Friendly has all three of them. All three of them, they may do.
This says the... I just looked up where you can find MeTV Tunes.
Yeah. You get Hallmark on Friendly. That's a pretty good little app. It's not... But it's still another app.
Right.
You know, but you can get, you know, get most everything that you... You can get things like Hallmark and family-friendly television.
Are they free?
$7.99 or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you can get...
There's nothing free in this world anymore.
That's true. The Flintstones, Duck Dodgers, the completely mental misadventures of Ed Grimley.
Oh, I remember that. That's Martin Short, his character, yeah. Ed Grimley, I think.
Huckleberry Hound Show.
Oh, yeah.
The
biggest hound in town is Huckleberry Hound.
Magilla Gorilla Show.
Yeah. Magilla Gorilla, yeah.
Let's see. You can see Mr. T. That would be a new one. Plastic Man.
Mm.
Police Academy, the animated series. I didn't know they did that. Ghostbusters, The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest. J-O-N-N-Y.
That's the second reincarnation, I think.
Mm. Smurfs, of course. Super Friends.
I used to love Super Friends.
Tom and Jerry, The Underdog Show.
Underdog, yeah.
Woody the Woodpecker. Yo Yogi, Yogi Bear Show.
I hated Woody Woodpecker.
You did?
Yeah. I don't like Tom and Jerry for some reason either.
The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and Friends.
Hey, Rocky.
Alf Tales. I forgot about Alf. Bugs Bunny and Friends. All kinds. So, well, how about we go out to sports with our song of the day? We're looking at one-hit wonders for actors, and this was actor Jerry Lewis's number 10 hit in 1956.
Rock-a-bye, you're rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie man.
And now here's sports news for you.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was all Pete Alonso and the Mets against the Dodgers.
Swing and a smash. Deep left field. Oh, this is way back. Gone! Through the pavilion and onto the concourse behind it and left. A titanic home run. The second home run of the night, a bombosa from Pete Alonso. 447 feet away into the L.A. night.
You just heard it all on the Mets radio network. The final score against the Dodgers was 6-1. The Tigers held on 5-4 against the White Sox, and the Guardians shut out the Yankees 4-0. The Orioles extended their winning streak to 5 after topping the Marlins 3-2. In Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, Leon Draisaitl scored 66 seconds into the game and hit the game winner in overtime as the Oilers came back to defeat the Panthers 4-3.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other room. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into the Wake Up Crew, 722. We head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. And each and every Thursday morning, we get to talk with one of the staff members over at the Villages, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. Today, it's Sandy Freeman, the Memory Care Clinical Director. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Good to have you here this morning. And we always get an education on days when you're on. And today, we're kind of talking to folks who are out there listening who may have a family member suffering through dementia and just really having conversations with that person and meaningful conversations and maybe some tips on conversation starters, maybe six ways you're going to share with us to share, you know, to start conversations with that loved one.
You know, that is one of the biggest things I've ran into lately is family members coming and saying, you know, I still want to have that meaningful conversation, but I don't know what to say to them because of their dementia. So I have come up with six conversation starters for people who have dementia. And let me first say that we always want to make sure that we avoid saying, do you remember? That's kind of one of those things that we go to. But in these conversation starters, the first thing we need to remember is not to say, do you remember? You need to say, I remember, with anyone who has dementia. So the first one, number six, is going to be encourage them to talk about their favorite things. So if your dad liked woodwork, maybe have him tell you about the first time that he built a birdhouse. Or if your mom enjoyed baking, talk about her favorite recipes or something that she made you as a child that you enjoyed. Just encouraging them to talk about the things that are their favorite things. If your dad's a car person, or if your mom likes magazines or those type things, just use that as a conversation starter. Number five would be family memories. Saying, I remember Aunt Sally's wedding and we all jumped in the creek, or I remember grandson's fifth birthday and we all got in the bounce house and jumped around, or do you remember, you know, Aunt Bessie, she fell in the front yard and yada yada, you know, all those funny things that we've had happen. We've all had them happen. Just remind them of those things. Don't ask if they remember, just jog their memory by telling them the story. You can also, a good idea with this is bringing out an old photo album. You know, we do that a lot here at the Villages. Say, you know, we're pointing and this is so-and-so and this is my aunt and this is my dad and this is so-and-so. And it helps them jog their memory, but it also helps them reminisce at the same time. Number four would be discuss their current interest. Are they currently like TV or bingo, or what are they currently interested in? Do they like to do puzzles, those type things, interacting? They will love telling you about the puzzle they just made or the picture that they just colored, those type things. And that gives you something to interact with them about. Number three would be talk about their love story. And I absolutely loved doing this with my grandmother, because when her and my grandfather got together, I would always say, "Meemaw, what did you think about Gran when you first met him?" And she would say, "Now, he thought he was right cute." And she would talk about how she just thought he was a good looking young man. And she said, and then she fell in love with him. So they all, you know, they'll reminisce and remember about how they fell in love and what their love story was, or they met him in school, or, you know, they were 17 and behind their parents' back, or whatever the case may be. But that's always a good point to get them talking. In saying that, number two would be talk about their childhood. You know, a lot of times with dementia, their short-term memory is not good, but their long-term memory is still intact for the most part. And they'll be able to tell you about things. Ask them about their siblings. Ask them, you know, I can remember my granddad telling me he tied a frog with a string on his dad's pants and scared him half to death. You know, things like that, just any childhood memories that they can reminisce about, talk to them about that. And then discuss their friends from the past would be number one. Talk about, you know, their friends from grade school, or, you know, do you remember doing this? I can remember my dad telling me a story about him tying those old Venetian blinds to somebody who was sleeping in class, and he tied them to their shoe. And when the bell rang, he ran and took all the blinds down. You know, things like that, stories like that, will help them reminisce. And also all the six topics will help you have a good, meaningful conversation, reminisce, and allow the person with dementia to be able to have an active conversation.
Always start with, "I remember," or "I remember you telling me," those kinds of things, and not "do you remember?" That's correct. A very important distinction. Sandy, as always, I enjoy our conversations, a chance to catch up with you. And Sandy Freeman is over at the Villages of Murfreesboro as the Memory Care Clinical Director. You can find out more information about the Villages at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro. They're out between Medical Center and Wilkinson Pike on Willow Oak Trail.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres.
Middle Point Landfill.
How do we make a career training center to help drivers and welders and technicians and environmental scientists and put a state-of-the-art property out there? Or maybe it's to build a multi-million dollar STEM accelerator facility that partners with county schools that could utilize our 1,000 acres and all of the ecological preserve we have out there to really push STEM education.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
We're talking with Sue and Bob Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
Well, I had a couple of falls.
My daughter said, "It's time for you to do something instead of me having to do something."
And our daughter decided that we needed to go somewhere.
It was a hard move for me. So we looked at several places, but the Villages of Murfreesboro was the one. We just fell in love with it. So bright and airy. Everybody we've met have just been super.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
The
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:30. It's a Thursday morning. We've got Throwback Thursday coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we certainly do. Rick Enzel has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Coach. Hanna Harden with a birthday. Do you know Hanna?
Maybe.
Keith Bay, City Councilman Sean Wright, Curtis Quackenbush, and Brett Bonson. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
So those are the names that we had coming into the morning. If you've called and text already, hey, we've got it. We'll have it on our list at about 8 o'clock this morning. But if you haven't had the chance to do so, now's your time. Call or text in birthdays and anniversaries for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Traffic, weather, news, all straight ahead, 7:31 now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms are possible in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 69. And then afternoon, showers and storms likely on Friday. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. It's gotten heavier in the last few minutes. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Some nasty storms going through Montgomery County, Clarksville area right now. Definitely affecting your drive up and down I-24 in and out of the Kentucky area as well there at the state line. It's heavier than it was 15, 20 minutes ago. 24 westbound up through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A Rutherford County couple is set to face a lengthy list of felony charges in a disturbing child sexual abuse case, with trial proceedings scheduled to begin in late July. Benjamin Garlick, a 33-year-old traveling evangelist who preached throughout the South, including Murfreesboro and surrounding Tennessee communities, is facing 16 felony counts involving alleged abuse that began in February of 2021. Charges include 7 counts of aggravated rape of a child, 6 counts of aggravated sexual battery, and 2 counts of continuous sexual abuse of a child. Garlick remains at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center under a $825,000 bond. A pretrial hearing is set for June the 6th, with the trial beginning on July 28th before Judge Barry Tidwell. Also facing trial on July 28th is Garlick's estranged wife, Chantel Garlick, age 31, who was charged with 2 counts of aggravated child abuse and 2 counts of facilitating a felony. Both were arrested the same day in September of 2023 following a sealed indictment from a Rutherford County grand jury. The trial will include testimony from detectives, DCS representatives, and child abuse treatment experts. Meanwhile, in other news, Rutherford County mourns the passing of a beloved community figure. Lenny Farmer, a longtime pre-planning director at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and former pastor at Nolansville First Baptist Church, passed away on Sunday, June the 1st. Visitation will be held on Wednesday, June the 4th, from 3 until 8 p.m. at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. A celebration of life service will follow at 2 p.m. on Thursday, June the 5th at LifePoint Church in Smyrna. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Bird.
Keeping your home warm in the winter and cool in the summer all starts with the right insulation. Roscoe Brown and Carrier offer comprehensive insulation services that not only enhance your comfort, but also improve your energy efficiency, saving you money on your utility bills. With expert installation and advice, our team ensures that your home is perfectly insulated for every season. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown and Carrier. Your family's comfort is our family's legacy. RoscoeBrown.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 here from News Radio, WGNS. On a throwback Thursday.
Ah, do you remember these?
Well, summertime always brings about vacation Bible school time.
Everything is beautiful. VBS. Some start the 1st of June, some middle June, some end of June, some do it in late July. Somewhere in the realm of summer, there's Vacation Bible School.
You know, and what's interesting about that, too, is there are people who will have their kids in, like, every VBS.
Yes. And you know why they do that.
Uh-huh.
And I bet you've done that, haven't you?
No, we were always so busy when the kids were little helping out with VBS.
And, well, yeah, and your wife had Christmas in July.
Yeah.
To decorate the house.
Yeah, but it was, we've been a part of many VBSs. I can't remember Sandra Jordan when we were at Holly Grove. I cannot tell you the number. I mean, it was well over 50, maybe 60 VBSs that she had some involvement with when I was a kid, and even my kids, and even before me.
When at one time, like I know small churches, because that's all I've really ever been to, that was the biggest promotion of your church for the year, really. And you would have three times more people than you might have even in your church. And there are some people that are just gifted. Sandra probably was one of those, just gifted at running those things. And I was the principal at two of those Bible schools in my life. It's a long week. I mean, you got to have activities planned, and they go to different – you go to different stations during the day, and then you'd wind up with a big game of tag or something at the end, you know. But I'll always remember the Kool-Aid and cookies.
So that's kind of how we did it. We rotated through sections and had certain times. And so one was where you had your Bible story. The other was crafts. You had one that was like your outdoor fun activities, you know, and refreshments.
And people that were gifted in those areas were the ones that ran those certain things, you know. So it's hard to find people that can work them now, though. There were so many that... a lot of them have it at night, and we did ours at night most of the time. I always enjoyed the daytime ones, though, from 9 to 12 or something.
Yeah.
You remember marching in, though? You'd have to march in.
Yeah, with the flags.
Yeah, the flags. And if you got to carry one of the flags, you were a big dog.
Yeah. You had the American flag, the Christian flag, and the Bible all came in, and you did a Pledge of Allegiance.
And you sang all three songs for the American, the Christian, and then the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E.
Yeah. And then you had... you know, there's whatever the theme was, there were probably songs that went with it and things like that. So
it is so sophisticated now with all the digital stuff that they can do.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
So it's one of those things that the, quote, big churches, a lot of them don't do, but New Vision does, and they put a lot of effort and work into it. And this week they've had thousands of kids through there. I just could not imagine. But it is a great outreach for sure.
One of the few big churches that still do it.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the big ones don't.
It takes a lot of people to work, though. I mean, it's and
well, I appreciate the effort that goes into that, because you know, as a big church, you could get away with not doing it. But
yeah, and
it is an outreach.
You know, one day maybe you ought to volunteer and take off work here and go down and
I've thought about
and
it.
Do your expertise. Maybe you can show them how to do the weather.
Oh, okay. They do theirs during the daytime, and so I think Buchanan does theirs at night. If I remember right.
My grandkids have never missed it. They've been to every single one they've had.
Yeah.
So, and the little one will go as soon as she gets back from her volleyball tournament. So.
Oh yeah. Well. VBS, probably everybody we're talking to has been to one in some form or fashion, and that's a look at our throwback today.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks. Your local printing experts.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 7:42. It is time to wrap up the Wake Up Crew here this morning and make way for Action Line Roundtable. Rutherford Issues. That's that 10 o'clock show. Be on here in just a few. Want to say good morning to Sean Wright, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for his leadership on the Murfreesboro City Council. He's going to receive flowers today from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Plus, News Radio, WGNS, the Good Neighbor today, Sean Wright. If you'd like to send in a Good Neighbor, it's very easy. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. The two very easy ways that you can get in your Good Neighbor nominations to us here. And we do it each weekday morning, so we could use your help. Help us out here on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month and support local nonprofits. Learn more at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, why did the God of Thunder need to stretch his leg muscles?
I don't know why.
Because he was a little Thor.
Replay.
Boy, Dalton would be ashamed of me. I gave it a 5, though. It made me laugh.
Little Thor.
That's one of my big things. If you can make me giggle or snicker, it's a 5.
Always, huh?
It's not if you make a face to try to get a 5, which you've been known to do in the past.
But you've snickered or laughed.
Yeah, but not if you do facial expressions to get the joke. No.
So I've got to be deadpan when I deliver
the joke? Well, I mean, just deliver the joke. That's all you got to do.
Wow. Didn't know there were so many intricacies.
Oh, yeah, you did.
No, I haven't learned them apparently yet. It's like a moving target. What have we learned?
Well, we talked about Vacation Bible School on Throwback Thursday. We didn't really talk about much on the 6 o'clock hour. It was just conversation, really. You talked about the weekend that you had where you mowed the yard and fixed lights and, you know, we talked about the weather a little bit, how it's gotten hot, you know, for June.
Now it's going to rain again.
And I did have a question about what you did over the weekend, if I've got 30 seconds or so here.
Sure.
When you fixed the change the light fixture, did you find the breaker?
Mm-hmm.
But you were very concerned.
It was adequately labeled, to my surprise.
Because you were very concerned you might turn off the whole station.
Well, I mean, you never know. There are certain things, certain breakers that you don't want to turn off.
But it was adequately labeled. What did it say? Like lights?
Studio lights.
Mm. Somebody did a good job.
So it turned these two off.
Somebody did a good job.
Yeah. It's Bart's handwriting. So
and you just wired it up and...
Yeah. And then I discovered why in 1960 some things were done and had to do a little, I guess, Leanna Rigg job on it.
Hmm.
But it's still up there.
There's a pipe coming out of it.
Yes, there's a pipe coming out of the center of the ceiling. So.
Is that what those are hung to, the lights that are up here?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
There's a little... threaded pipe.
I don't know if that's innovative or...
I think it was what you did in 1960.
Okay.
Just maybe.
And that's why this place is still standing after all those years. It was built in 1960. Concrete.
Metal.
Metal and concrete.
Yeah.
That's about it.
We also talked about Sweet and Low today.
Oh, no. Let's don't go in there again. I just hate the way, if you don't like something, it's just like the temperature in this studio. It's got to be your temperature. It's got to be you sit on the right side when you do a broadcast.